You know, in just 3 years, PCC's Seeds of Change Sustainability Club, you might say, has accomplished a lot. Just a few of their achievements: the on-campus sustainable garden, the organic vegetable garden, which they are now rebuilding after an attack by a vagrant, the work with the new aquaponics project, and all kinds of, let's see if I remember correctly, screenings, special programs, speakers, film screenings, special trips, and I hope I have not forgotten anything, because right now, joining me on campus, and in studio, Jason Carman, founder and president of PCC Seeds of Change, and Michael McGreal, incoming club president. Jason, Michael, welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you, Don.
Well, did I forget anything?
No, that's pretty much everything we do.
How about starting with an update for me? Because last time we were speaking about Seeds of Change, you had just been hit by, well, what amounts to a vandalism attack. What's happened since with the organic garden?
Well, we put our paperwork in to have it rebuilt, and the school administration kind of sat on it for 3 months before coming up with a decision to allow us to work on it. So just recently, we've been able to get back in there. We were trying to work in there to begin the semester, and then we got cited trying to we were entering the garden without the proper permits, because we put our paperwork in, but we didn't have, it was in process because it was sitting on a desk.
Oh my. All right. Now that's a whole other discussion here. Yeah. Why don't we take the high road and say, what do you need now that you have your permits and your garden is where you can work on it?
So what we had some of our tools taken, and we found out what happened to those. Another club apparently took them. Not asking them. So we got getting all this back. And then we got all this new supplies that we just got. The AS has got us new supplies, new lumber. We have new soil. We're going to get compost. We're getting everything rebuilt. We got storage containers we just bought. So that's been approved so that we can have something safe to store our tools. And so far, it's been much better. We cleaned it all. We had a massive cleanup a few weeks ago and got rid of all the weeds because we finally got our permits. And now we're just starting to reconstruct, and we just need more volunteers. And we're going to start rebuilding for this fall, coming fall.
Now, when you need volunteers, what times? Where?
Fridays at 2 o'clock.
And how long?
We usually meet till 5 o'clock. You could come any amount of time, for a half hour, a few hours, whatever you want to do at any time. We're going to be meeting during spring, because I don't know where exactly what the rules are right now, because there's no laws, rules in the school saying that we can't meet. So we're going to be meeting during that time also to work on and build everything and get everything ready for fall.
That is excellent news, actually. So if people are thinking about it and thinking, oh, well, I can't come because we're having this new semester, no, come on. It's Friday afternoon, 2 o'clock to 5.
Yep.
What about safety considerations? And Michael, I'm going to address this to you as well, because I understand you did have that issue with a vagrant and he got pretty aggressive. What do you do to protect your members?
Oh, okay. Good question. Thank you. In terms of the garden itself, which, you know, is outside and exposed overnight and whatnot, I'm looking into different options for putting up a barrier, or we already have a short kind of fence that goes up to the knees, but I was thinking about extending that upwards, but also making it, visible, so it looks good. So I was thinking about possibly having vines that grow up, maybe some lattice work or whatnot to kind of separate the rest of the campus from the garden. In terms of our meetings, we have to post the meeting times publicly, although it is possible to make our club private. So we may possibly do that initially and then, see where it goes from there next semester in the fall. It's a new year. So, you never know how the campus changes or who's on campus.
That's absolutely true. What about any kind of incidents you've had since? I know there was one incident prior where the homeless person tore everything apart and we had chunks of concrete all over the place and thus and so. But what has happened since? Is there any clear and present danger of him coming back or doing anything like that?
I'm sorry. I'm not sure. Jason's better to ask about that because he was around. I've recently just come on with this club. I actually haven't met the gentleman and I haven't seen him, but we'll work with campus police to try to protect the club and the garden.
Before we move on to any happier topics here, just as kind of a safety warning, is there anything people need to watch out for, Jason? Has he been back?
No, not the last guy. I haven't seen him since he had his final warning, and that if he does come on campus, we do have a restraining order against him. Well, the campus does, so he could actually be arrested and charged for trespassing and going against his restraining order against a club in our garden. So
just with the warning, you know, people can come, but they have to, if they see anybody suspicious or anything like that, maybe just alert the local police officer and say, can you just wander by and just make sure that this isn't the person?
Yeah, they usually are really responsive. They usually show up within a few minutes to investigate if there's someone over there, that if someone just reports it.
They're great about responding when something goes wrong here. Michael, I understood you say just now that this is all new to you. How'd you first get involved with Seeds of Change?
Okay, good question. Currently, I'm the Interclub Council Secretary, so I wasn't involved with any clubs throughout the school year because I was just focusing on that. And, I became, acquainted with the aquaponics program over in the Science Village, which isn't in fact a club. It's its own, organization. And through that, I realized that there's some like-minded individuals on campus who are into organic gardening and sustainable practices on a community level. And, I met Jason there at the Interclub Council meetings and whatnot, and I realized that it's an opportunity for me to share my gardening experience with the community and try to help build community around healthy, sustainable practices.